Maybe the answer that people were looking for who work at AT&T, they did not get from their boss last week in what I have now learned is a crazy letter. That's my thought about it. A message for employees, get on board or get out, which sometimes seems good on paper, but I don't know if that's the way to build loyalty in the office. And maybe that's the point. Aki Ito wrote about this for Business Insider. I was enthralled by your story. Great job, Aki.
Oh, thank you so much.
So just give us the sum up of what the AT&T CEO, John Stankey, wrote in his memo to his managers that got leaked by your colleagues.
Sure. I mean, it's a little hard to summarize because it's a 2,500-word document. But, you know, the line that really stood out to me the most was, some of you may have started your tour with this company expecting an employment deal rooted in loyalty. We have consciously shifted away from some of these elements. Mm. And I was just so struck by how, you know, incredibly blunt it is. And it's also really interesting because he kind of goes through this email telling employees what they're right to expect and what they're wrong to expect. And, you know, it's so interesting because executives usually don't make those implicit beliefs explicit. It's a really interesting document.
Right, because on the surface, I want to give them credit. Like, hey, look, workers, this is what we're doing here. You're not going to be able to work from home anytime you want. We pay you a salary. You get a desk. Well, I know there were problems with that when they ordered them back to the office. But, hey, we're going to make sure you have a place to work. And, look, this is a contract between an employer and an employee. But when you really, like, start peeling away at the layers of what psychologically that does to the workforce, I think it does end up being an unforced error.
Yeah. I mean, organizational psychologists call this contract between, you know, an employer and employee the psychological contract. And this is different from a legal contract where everything's spelled out. A psychological contract is really, you know, the set of things that employers and employees both believe that they owe each other and that they're owed in return. And like you said, like, you know, Stankey should get credit for trying to, you know, have a conversation out in the open to try to align those expectations. A misalignment in those expectations is, you know, like the root cause of the dysfunctional workplace that we have in so many corporate environments today. The issue, though, is that he asks employees to commit, but then he's not actually committing to employees in return. He's actually saying, like, I'm not going to give you any loyalty. So you start to wonder, like, how would employees possibly want to commit when, you know, their CEO isn't giving anything back in return?
I wonder, though, too, like, don't employees deep down know that they don't get this long commitment? There aren't the pensions that there used to be. Working at companies for 30 years to 40 years seems like a bygone era, especially to new workers entering the workforce. Is it the fact that they say it out loud? I mean, does it actually make it worse? Or, I don't know. I mean, I think it does, but, like, should it make it worse?
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly a good point. Like, we haven't had these kind of lifetime benefits for a really long time now in corporate America. I do think, though, that, like, a lot of employees still do believe that, you know, if they work really hard, then their companies are going to, you know, reward them in return, take care of them in return. And, you know, while it's good, I guess, for executives to be like, we're not actually going to offer that anymore and put that out in the open, ultimately, you know, a relationship between an employer and employee is exactly that. It's a relationship. You know, if you're going to give and you want something in return, and, you know, we're not machines. Like, we don't go out and do our best work just because we're told to. We're more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we're going to do our best work, then we need to be given a reason to do that best work. We need to be inspired.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I do think that while we don't have lifetime benefits, strong relationships can exist between employers and employees that maybe not you're guaranteed to work here till you retire no matter what, or when you get 20 years, that's when you get advanced. But I still think there are smaller deals that happen or connections that happen between employers and employees that this kind of would shatter if the head honcho said this to you, even if you did have a good relationship, perhaps with middle management, if you kind of see what I'm saying. But the one point that you eventually get to in the piece, which I think is so smart, and I hadn't quite thought of it like this, but when a manager says something like that, I think what he's thinking is, oh, well, then anyone that doesn't want to work here or isn't a good worker is going to be shown the door. Whereas I think in reality, poorer employees, people that don't work as hard, they're kind of used to maybe leeching onto a company longer than they should. And I think those people might stay. And maybe it's the better employees, the high-functioning, high-working, highly driven employees that you want are the ones that are most put off by that kind of language.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, when an employer says, I'm going to do the extreme bare minimum for you, of course employees are going to respond and say, okay, like, I'm going to do the extreme bare minimum for you, too. All that Spanky is offering here in this memo is, you know, what he calls a functional office, which I thought was quite funny. And, you know, the ability for employees to keep their jobs. I mean, that is just the bar he's setting is so low here. And so in return, I think the commitment that he's asking in return from employees is the bare minimum as well. And for the best employees who want to go above and beyond, they're going to go somewhere else where their above and beyond effort is actually going to be rewarded.
Yep. It was a really interesting story. Aki, I really appreciate you bringing it to our listeners. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Aki Ito from Business Insider. There was a lot more in her piece. I'd go and read it. It was really interesting.